This is the New Mexico Music Hour with George Anaya Jr., 810 AM, 99.9 FM, KS Suave Radio. I'm here in the studio, live and in living color, with Gilbert Varela from the Del Norte Credit Union. Good morning, Gilbert.
Good morning, George, and good morning to your listeners. Hey, and good morning to my mother-in-law, Elizabeth Benavides. Good morning to you. And also my mortgage team who are listening right now. Good morning, guys. Thank you for all you do for me and our members. Your hard work is much appreciated.
And as you know, we have Gilbert here coming in on Thursdays to talk about the mortgage process, talk about the Del Norte Credit Union, what they have to offer. And what we're going to be talking about today is really to help people get prepared if they're getting ready to buy a house, if they want to start getting themselves in a position to buy a house, or even for those who are maybe wanting to either refinance or possibly get an equity loan to work on the house and do home improvements, whatever the case may be. Today we're talking about paying down and lowering credit card debt.
Yes.
Gilbert, credit card debt is something a lot of our listeners are dealing with right now. What's the first thing someone should do if they feel overwhelmed?
The first thing I tell people to do is do not panic and do not ignore it. Credit card debt grows quietly because of interest. Step one is writing down each card's balance, interest rate, and minimum payment. Once you see the full picture, you can actually take control instead of just reacting.
Good deal. Now, once they know their numbers, what's a realistic plan that works for most of the people?
There is two proven strategies. The snowball method focuses on motivation. You pay off the smallest balance first, then roll the payment into the next card. The avalanche method targets highest interest rates first, which saves the most money. Both are effective. The key is consistency. So to recap, the snowball method, what you want to do again is list your highest balances to your lowest balances. And then what you want to do is make your regular payments on all your cards except the lowest balance card. And you want to focus the extra payments on it. So make your regular payments on all the other cards or debts and focus on the lowest balance one and really focus hitting that really hard with extra payments. Now, the avalanche method, again, that's doing the same thing, but focusing on the highest interest rates first and then knocking down the highest interest rates as and making regular payments to the regular rates. And so you just keep on hitting that high interest rate card and with extra payments and making regular payments on your other cards. Therefore, you pay those down much quicker. And it's been proven that it works.
Now, talking about interest rates always feel like the biggest obstacle. Is there anything people can do to lower them?
Yes. And this surprises a lot of people. You can call your credit card company and ask for a lower interest rate, especially if you've been a longtime customer. Even a few percentage points can make a big difference. Also, making two payments a month instead of one can reduce interest because it lowers your average daily balance.
Good to know. Now, during this process, should people stop using their cards while they're paying them down?
If possible, yes. Paying off credit cards while continuing to use them is like trying to drain a bathtub with a faucet still running. Even a short pause in usage helps balances come down faster and builds confidence.
Now, what's one mistake that you see people make over and over?
Only paying the minimum. Minimum payments are designed to keep you in debt longer. Even an extra $25 or even $50 towards principal every month can shave years off repayment.
Good to know. Now, topic number two, and I mentioned this earlier as we started the segment, home improvement loans using home equity. Mm-hmm. A lot of homeowners want to fix up or improve their homes, but don't know how to pay for it. What options are out there?
Home equity can be a powerful tool when used wisely. At Del Norte Credit Union, we offer fixed rate second mortgages and home equity lines of credit, better known as HELOCs. These options allow homeowners to use the equity they've built to invest back into their homes.
Good deal. Now, what is the difference between a fixed second and a HELOC?
A fixed second mortgage gives you a lump sum with a fixed interest rate and fixed payment. Great for projects with a set cost, like a roof or a remodeling. A HELOC, or home equity line of credit, works like a credit line with draw money, where you can draw money as needed and only pay interest on what you use. It's ideal for ongoing or phased projects.
Good deal. Why might someone choose this instead of credit cards or personal loans?
The interest rates are typically much lower than credit cards, and home improvements often increase the value of property. You're improving your living space while potentially building more equity. It's a smarter use of debt.
Not a bad way to do it then.
Right.
Now, what's your advice for before someone taps into their equity?
Have a clear plan and a realistic budget. Home equity should be used strategically, not emotionally. Use it as a tool. Talk with a professional who can help you choose the right product for your situation.
Very good. Now, another thing that I know a lot of people tend to face, especially with times the way they are now, buying a home after bankruptcy. This is a big one. Many people think bankruptcy means they'll never own a home again. Is that true?
Not at all. Bankruptcy is a reset, not the end of the road. Depending on whether it's a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, some buyers can qualify for a mortgage in as little as 2 years after discharge. So you go through the bankruptcy process, and after everything's said and done, they'll discharge it, and you'll get your discharge papers. And from that discharge date, it's 2 years after that.
Like you said, 2 years. What should someone focus on during that waiting period?
Rebuilding credit is key. Paying everything on time, keeping balances low, and avoiding new late payments. Saving money is also important. I always recommend talking to a lender early so you know exactly what steps to take and when you'll be eligible.
So when people are approaching this, what do you find to be the biggest misconception that you hear from people?
That you need perfect credit again before applying. That's not true. What lenders want to see is stability, responsibility with credit use, and a solid plan going forward. So when you start over again after bankruptcy, you'll get credit card offers. And you want to make sure that when you accept a credit card that, you know, you guard your credit and start building it from there. And you get just a new opportunity. And unfortunately, you know, we have to get into debt in order to build our credit. And one other thing when it goes to credit, you have to understand that 35% of how they grade your credit is credit history. So you want to make sure that very important that, you know, maybe you might get upset at a credit card company and you want to cancel that credit card. Don't do it. What you want to do is pay it off and maybe use it here and there, but don't cancel it. If you cancel it, then your credit will drop.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So just, you know, when you first, after bankruptcy, you'll get credit cards in the mail. Be wise about picking the credit card. And when you do, you know, make sure you use it wisely, use it as a tool to rebuild yourself, and, doing it right, your credit score will start going up. And, you know, after 2 years, you should have pretty decent credit and you can qualify for a loan.
Good to know. Any final advice for our listeners in as far as what we just talked about today?
Well, no matter where you're starting from, credit card debt, home improvements, or even bankruptcy, there's almost always a path forward. The key is getting the right information early and making steady, smart decisions. That's what we're here to help you with at Del Norte Credit Union. If you'd like to talk to me directly, I'm Gilbert Varela, Senior Mortgage Loan Officer at Del Norte Credit Union. You may call me at any time at 505-455-4667 or email me at gvarela@dncu.org.
And what other loans are does Del Norte Credit Union offer?
Well, we offer your typical conventional loans, which, you know, we land on single family residents. Mm-hmm. We offer loans for condos. We offer loans for land and, of course, second mortgages. One of the things that everyone's been taking advantage of right now is it's called a 10-year ARM. 10-year ARM means that the rate is fixed for 10 years. It's a minimum of 10% down. It's a 30-year amortization. There's no mortgage insurance. And the rates are looking very, very nice right now. Very attractive. They're at least about 1% less than your 30-year fixes. And a lot of my clients at the moment are taking advantage of them.
And what is the interest rate? Just so people know the comparison and generally.
Well, you know, with good credit, it's yesterday I had someone at 4.875 for a 10-year ARM, right? With 10% down purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, refinances, the rates are a little bit higher than the purchases. But it seems like rates are coming down, which is nice. And there's a lot of people getting relief nowadays at this time for refinances, because a lot of people before were getting 7% interest rates or even higher than that.
And I know there's a rule of thumb, and I think we've talked about that before, the rule of thumb of if you're going to refinance, what's really the goal of refinancing? How many points are you looking to get down to make it worth
refi?
Because you don't want to go refinance and get higher.
That's a good question. So rule of thumb, like you're talking about, I like to see at least 1%.
At least lower, 1%. Okay.
Lower than what your current rate is at right now. We have to have a benefit here in New Mexico.
Of course.
We got to be able to save you at least $100 a month. We got to see you recoup your cost of refinancing within a 3-year period.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense. And if there's any way that you can get it even lower than that, that's great. But at least 1% makes it worthwhile.
That is correct.
At least.
That is correct. I love to see people to get 1% or more.
Right.
And another thing is that I like to do is when I'm working on these refinances, I like to look at their insurance to see what they're paying for in homeowner's insurance.
Sure.
Granted, homeowner insurance has gone up now.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to see if they can get more savings off their homeowner's insurance. Yeah. So that's another thing you want to, you know, your listeners out there that own a home that, you know, take a look at your homeowner insurance to see if you can get some better premiums on that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, Gilbert, well, always very informative to talk with you about what Del Norte has to offer. Talk about these things again. A lot of it is to get people prepared to either refinance or to go buy their first new home or to go upgrade to another home.
Correct.
Whatever the case may be, but this helps them with that preparation and knowing what to expect and what you're looking for when they come to apply with you.
Yes, and that's what the segments are all about that we're doing every Thursday at 9:30 is giving a little bit of tips and information on mortgages and just education.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, great having you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you, sir. See you next
Thursday. Gilbert Varela from Del Norte Credit Union.